One. God bless you. Greet you this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus. We have been blessed by being here, hearing what the Lord is doing down in Bolivia. And isn't it a blessing that we can be a part of the kingdom of God? There's so much motivation in the kingdom of God. There's so much happening. I've heard it said before that some people, some Christians, look like they're living in a concentration camp. I mean, you can't do this, you can't do that, you have to do this, you have to be in line here. But I tell you something about Christians. We're not living in a concentration camp. We just got out. We've been set free. And so it's just exciting to hear what God is doing in His kingdom. I was looking up here at this little chart that our brother wrote. This is pretty impressive. I was looking over here, and you know, here, the focus over here is Christ. The focus isn't really reproach. I mean, that's fine, whatever. But the focus is Christ. Paul said, I know how to be abased, but I know how to abound. The focus here is Christ. And over here, that's not really our focus. You know, I mean, our focus here is America. Sometimes it's good to, you know, take our eye off of Moses and make our own choices. But it's exciting what God will do when we give our whole life to Him. There's a guarantee. When you yield everything you are to Christ, when you give Him everything, the guarantee is He will take it. And when He has liberty to work in each of our lives individually, what a blessing. And that's when all the glory, I believe, goes to God. Well, we have a message that we'd like to share this morning. It's from a scripture, and I'm going to write part of it up here on the board. I'll just leave this here and I'll write above it. Chosen and ordained. To bear fruit. I would like for that to be the title of our message here today. Chosen and ordained to bear fruit. You know, that's a little bit stronger than I remember the scriptures made it. That's a strong statement. Chosen by God. You know, that means God made a choice. And you know, whenever we have a choice to make, that means we have options. But God made a choice and He chose each of us. Chosen and ordained. Well, that's a very specific word. Ordained means you're called to a specific purpose, but you're not just called to the purpose. You're not just told that's your job, now go do it. Ordained means you are given full provision to make it happen. It's like if you're ordained to build a house, He gives you the hammer, He gives you the lumber, He gives you the blueprint, He gives you it all. And He increases your knowledge of how to make it happen. I believe that's what happens as fathers. We're many fathers here this morning. We are called, we are ordained to raise a godly seed. But God didn't just say, go raise a godly seed. No, He gave you authority to get the job done. I believe that's what happened there. I believe Paul said to Timothy, he said, neglect not the gift that is in thee by the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. He wasn't born with that gift. There was a special gift from God that came into Timothy's life by the laying on of hands. It was an ordaining. It was a specific provision being given to the call that was upon Timothy's life. And look here, chosen and ordained to bear fruit.
God has made full provision for us in our lives to bring forth fruit. And I just want to take a look at this subject this morning for a few minutes here. I think I want to say first that it's always very impressive to me how clear the Scriptures are, how strong they are in admonition, that we focus on ourselves in judgment. We don't first focus on others. We focus on ourselves. Examine yourselves to see whether you be in the faith. And if we would judge ourselves, we would not be condemned with the world. And even when we are speaking into the lives of other people, which we are called to do, but that is to be done not overlooking our own needs, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted.